This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back. Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us right now is Rabbi Ilana Foss. Rabbi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Just want to let you know that we do kind of have a full room, but the only people who will be speaking during this small segment will be Stu Kirst, who I know you know. As well as Joe Rossi, who is my other co-host this evening. So I'll make sure that they say who they are before they ask you any questions.
Terrific.
First and foremost, I want to ask you, talk to me about your tenure at the temple. You've been there, what, 2.5 years now?
Yeah, just getting into my third year, and things have been going really well. It's been an interesting time at the temple, and I've been very excited about the opportunities to get involved in different things. We have a great Hebrew school going with a great new director and lots of different programming related to adult education and community building. So it's been very exciting.
I guess one of the things I would ask you, you know, within the community as a leader, talk to me about as far as being able to build a consensus and agreement within. Sometimes that there are disparate parts of the temple community. Talk to me about that.
Sure. I think there's the classic adage, two Jews, three opinions, and we certainly hold true to that at the temple. But I think. I don't know if it necessarily it's building consensus, but more for seeking some sort of compromise. My goal is never that everyone should agree or that everyone thinks the same thing, but that people be able to live with one another. And so sometimes that takes the form of compromise, and people really have to give up something that they might feel is essential to a particular program or a particular idea or a particular way we do things. And then other times, it's more people are able to see what, you know, what the other perspective is bringing and how that might be helpful in whatever it is we're doing. But the goal really is to make it so that we can live together, not necessarily agree with one another.
Joe?
You know, one of the things that I'm always interested in is how within the community we bring biblical and conventional topics together. Mm. What is one way that that you're able to do that in your conversations?
Well, I think, you know, the Bible is just full, so rich and so full of so many stories. And what's unique, I think, about the Bible as compared to all literature is that people tend to have a fairly good familiarity with it in a way that they say not necessarily would with a novel or with, you know, a particular newspaper or what have you. And so there's certain core stories that I think speak to the human experience in a very powerful way. You know, this past week we read from the book of Genesis the story of Abraham and the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is misunderstood. It's often interpreted that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because of homosexuality, but that had actually nothing to do with it. The reason they were ultimately destroyed is they weren't hospitable to visitors. And that is what their sort of ultimate failing was. So in terms of hospitality to visitors, that's something that at the temple we're constantly working on, both in terms of the temple and then I think often in our own lives. How can we be more welcoming? How can we invite people in who are different from us or who from whom we don't necessarily see eye to eye. And so that story, it's a fairly easy connection, I think, because we're all in situations where where we face having to, you know, the choice is sometimes easier to be insular, but to really open up and be welcoming to others can be a challenge. And I think, you know, the Bible gives us an excellent example of the dangers of not being open.
Mm.
So that would be one, you know, one example. There are others, but...
I guess I would ask you, if you don't mind, Rabbi, the membership that you have, I know you're in Brockton, but from what I would understand is you probably have members from not only Brockton, but the surrounding communities, because the days of having neighborhood synagogues seems to have come to an end. How do you handle a challenge like that, having so many people from so many different areas?
Yeah, I mean, we pull from, I can't exactly, Stu might actually know the number, but something from like 20-something towns.
Yep.
And you know, from as far... you know, we have people in Foxborough and Middleborough and Sharon and Brockton East and Stoughton, so all of those places. You know, it can be challenging in that you're right, there is no the idea that just a neighborhood synagogue, people are coming, you know, a half hour drive, so that can be challenging. Sometimes people are less likely to come out more often to things, but on the other hand, it really brings a diversity of experience. You know, we have kids who are in all sorts of, you know, all the different public school systems, and some in private schools, and so there's a real range of people, not just geographically, but also, you know, socioeconomically. We're fairly racially diverse, which is unusual for a synagogue, and so that really, I think one of the, I've been in many different Jewish communities, and I think the acceptance that people receive when they walk into our temple is really, you know, beyond compare. It's really remarkable. As someone who's seen many different types of communities, but I think that's the fact that we do pull from so many different areas. People are more willing to say, like, oh, you know, I didn't know. You know, I didn't know people from this town, or I didn't know people from this particular group, but they're more willing to take people in and to make them part of things.
I guess I would ask you, what has been the most intriguing and fun part of your position at the temple, other than being a spiritual leader? Are there other things that you find rewarding about your position?
I mean, I think the thing I find most rewarding is really being part of people's lives in a very personal, intimate way, whether that's through, you know, through a funeral and the death of a loved one in a family, or, you know, this past weekend, you know, there was a death of the parent of a member of the congregation, and then also the next day I did a baby naming for the grandson of a member of the congregation. So really experiencing life at both ends of, you know, at both ends of the life cycle is really it's a real privilege. And then there's also just a lot of, you know, we have a lot of fun. They're great kids and their parents.
Events. You guys usually schedule events. I see usually a whole calendar full of events that you guys have.
Yeah. So we had this past Saturday night, we had a karaoke contest. And
you won?
I did not win, but nor did I compete. But
okay.
Had I competed, you know, there would have been a chance. In 2 weeks we're having a murder mystery dinner, but one of the things that we're trying to do at the temple is to say that it's yes, it's about prayer services and holidays, but it's also just about having a lot of fun together.
Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us. Now, folks want to find out about whether they want to, you know, be a part of the temple, if they want to find out some of the things that you're doing, I'm sure there's a website.
Yes.
And that would be?
www.templebethemunah.org.
Rabbi, I want to thank you very much for joining us this evening. And
well, thanks so much for having me.
Continued success.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to do our next Red versus Blue, a new version of it. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.